7 after the hour, as it's time once again in our week to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And as a special added incentive, I don't know if he feels special, I hope he feels special, part of what makes this all work as we work our way through the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find by going to Talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all kinds of things that surround the talk business. Pretty interesting week. Michael, happy to have you back again to celebrate. A lot of celebrating going on by people of various religions. And I'm not sure whether that fits in here. I don't want to take the sting or the delight away from you by exposing any of the top 10 items that are there, because that's your job.
Oh, it's always good to have a job, and it's certainly no sting, lots of delight.
Uh-huh.
Major League Baseball action at number 10 certainly is fun and nice, and a reminder that summer's coming, although it's coming in fits and starts in many parts of the country.
Isn't that part of the story, even the weather and the angle that's come of it? Some of the pitchers and participants are complaining. Pitchers got to have a warm arm, I guess, in order for it not to blow out. And some are complaining that the season is starting too early, it's too cold, and they're too at risk for injuries. What do you make of that?
No, it's true. It's very dangerous to play baseball, especially for pitchers, in cold weather. And, it's the weather is a factor for these outdoor sports. Look at football. Football is amazing what human beings, not just the players, but the fans and the referees. Imagine being a referee 10 degrees below zero and you're out there.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
they should just build domes and indoor sports everywhere.
And be done with it.
A lot of people listening to this will be infuriated. I mean, there is, a constant debate about that in terms of purists. So, do you remember when you were a kid, when you were involved in spring or summer sports, and you'd show up for practice early, for baseball or softball, and it was cold on those mornings?
You have what my friend Uri Geller calls synchronicity. Yesterday, I was driving by the local field that's used by the high school athletes in my community, and I was watching the kids getting ready. They were practicing baseball. They were also doing track and field. And, man, it is, because I used to run track on this same field. It brought me back like a shot to when I was a kid, and it was cold. We'd go out at the end of March, the 1st of April, because they wanted to get the events going before it got too close to the end of the school year. And that's exactly what you just described is exactly what I was thinking.
It's a feeling that you can't describe it, but you'll never forget it. Those cold mornings when you were beginning the summer sports or the spring sports at the very beginning. Another feeling I can remember was when I was a kid, I used to go fishing and couldn't wait for the summer and the spring. And I'd be out there at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and it would be cold on those March and April days.
Yeah.
But you had to, you looked at the calendar, it's April, we've got to get out there.
Yeah.
And you just remember that forever. At number 9, we have the Limbaugh-Colbert
flatulence.
I don't even know what to say about
that. I think there's too much a focus on Limbaugh, or too many people following the leader, if you will. Yeah, Limbaugh, you could predict what would happen under the circumstances. And you do have to wonder, all the conversation that's come from a lot of other people, a lot of other circles, regarding the choice. O'Reilly's been all over this as well, the essence of whether CBS has dug themselves a hole. And it does kind of, we've talked about this before in relationship to the issues that are discussed on the air and how they're handled. If you take a particular tact, whether it's left or right, you're immediately wiping out half of the potential audience. And that's what a lot of people think the choice of Colbert does to late night television for CBS.
Yeah, although he might be smart enough to stay away from politics, and he's more a comedian necessarily than a politician. You know what bothers me about the direction the late night talk shows are going in? They're not talk shows anymore. They're more produced comedy shows.
Yeah.
Back in the days of Johnny Carson, and you may remember Jack Parr.
Oh, sure.
Jack Parr was a talk show host, and you never knew what was going to be said. Johnny Carson was funny, but it was spontaneous.
Yep.
There's no spontaneity with guys like Colbert and Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Even Letterman and Leno became very scripted as the years went by.
I think Kimmel is the worst.
They're more like Saturday Night Live than they are like the old Tonight Show and its early days when it was mostly spontaneity. They had a few skits that were very funny, and even they were spontaneous. I miss the spontaneous conversation of those late night shows, and there's nothing, hardly anything spontaneous anymore about those shows.
Yeah.
Colbert's selection is more in that direction, don't you think?
I do. I was thinking, as you were talking about Jack Parr, going back to Steve Allen and the silly stuff that he used to do. And the only reason he didn't stay is because he thought that it was too confining, and that's when Jack Parr came on. Whole
right.
different approach, as you said, a more intellectual approach. Steve was a good skitster, but that stuff was all impromptu. He had all of his crazy people that were on there, and why not? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's, you're right. It's just too predictable, and the business about Limbaugh taking a shot or O'Reilly is too predictable as well. So you got to wonder what the people at CBS are thinking when there must have been. I mean, Johnny Carson wasn't that well known. Sure, he was doing Who Do You Trust when the Tonight Show call came, but he wasn't that well known. Parr wasn't, certainly. Steve Allen developed his whole career out of basically the initial exposure on the Tonight Show. So why do they feel like now they've got to find somebody that is already recognizable? In this case, it may hurt them. You know as well as I do, we've talked about this a lot on this program, about how hosts have who've been around a long time, and maybe I'm an example of this, Limbaugh's an example of it, there is a predictability, or at least some people think, okay, I know what that guy's all about, I'm not going to watch him. I even heard a discussion on The View this week with somebody who's a woman who's a sports talk show host in New York. I can't remember her name, but she was talking about how she wasn't going to watch Colbert because she didn't like his politics. And the conversation came back around to, well, when's the last time you watched him? She said, I haven't watched him for years because I don't like him. So even if they do rebuild or repurpose Colbert, he's got that rap. They're going to have to work hard if he's going to do a general interest program, as you're suggesting needs to be done, then they're going to have to do a lot of work on the image that he already has.
Well, I suspect that some of the suits that run things don't really know what the purpose of these shows are. I think they think they're all the same show, and they try to go for something that's proven. Unfortunately for them, it's proven in a different arena.
Well, they have a different approach to getting ratings because it's all viral media now. It's all the digital connection. It's Twitter and Facebook and, you know, all of that stuff. And these guys are big at connecting that way and getting an audience. Look at Jimmy Fallon, how many followers he's got, that sort of thing. And Jay Leno was happy to tell you he didn't do any of that stuff.
Well, he's old school. He's old school, and he concentrated on the show as opposed to the promotion of the show.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing promotes better than quality. You know, if you have a great show and a good platform, you don't have to send out a lot of mail.
Speaking of a great show, this is the Talk Radio Countdown, the review, if you will, of all of the things, the stories that have made it into the top 10 according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Editor and publisher Michael Harrison here with us.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. Get a Mapex Piccolo snare drum for just $39. Turn your iOS device into a mobile workstation with a Line 6 controller keyboard for $35. Or buy one, get two free on select mic and instrument cables for just $16. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at Staples.com/copy and print for details.
This is not a drill, folks. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the Honda Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class, and loaded with standard features like Pandora? Whoa. Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones, wireless carriers, rates apply, durability based on longevity, longevity based on IHS Automotive, Polk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 1988 through 2012 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Doug Steffen here going over the charts from the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, the week of April 14th to the 18th, with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're at number 8.
Yeah, number 8, Bloomberg versus the NRA, and that's tied with Sebelius running for the Senate, perhaps. And, those are kind of interesting. I don't know what to say about them.
Well, I think the Bloomberg thing, the way it's been played again by the right, is that he's going to go toe-to-toe to try to get people to get out of the NFO. The NFO, good, Doug. The NRA.
The NRA versus the NFL. No difference.
Right. Anyway, the essence of it is trying to pin some kind of liberal image on Michael Bloomberg, who is not. He's done a great job of not being either. He's just been an issue-oriented guy, and he feels strong about things, and so good luck to him. It's not like he, some people, I heard some people calling radio programs, Michael, saying, Bloomberg, he should be excommunicated, or he's not a good American, or get him out of here, foolish.
One of the things that marks the conservative movement is that it's very judgmental of its own.
Yeah.
And if you're not as right as the person who thinks that they're more to the right, then you're a liberal.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole thing about the different mindset of people that call themselves conservative and people that call themselves liberal at this point in time. There's a tremendous number of liberals in terms of types. Liberals are all over the place. The whole nature of liberalism is that it's hard to really peg it, whereas conservatives are very single-minded about what conservative means. Even though there are many kinds of conservatives, they're less tolerant. They're less tolerant of each other. Hence terms like rhino, Republican in name only.
Right. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Right. All right. Number 8 now having been scrutinized. We get to number 7, number 6 coming right up as our review of the hot stories, the big topics this week in talk radio continues. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Continuing on now with our overview of the top 10 stories this week in the world of News Talk Radio, something that is a passion of mine as a follower of fashion. I guess I have to pay tribute to something I've been doing since 1974. And so we have this time together, Michael Harrison, who's been at the helm at Talkers for about as long as I've been doing talk radio. We go back together a long time. And so we've developed sort of a rapport and a relationship based on giving you this information every week, going through the top 10. We are now at number 7 in the review. This is something that makes me nauseous. I'm wondering how it affects you, Michael.
Well, I mean, what aspect of it? We're talking about the Boston Marathon bombing anniversary. It's been a year. And, I mean, obviously, when you say it makes you nauseous, it's a stomach-turning story. What aspect of it? Are you just talking about being reminded about it?
Yes, that and the news media.
It's being memorialized.
Yeah, the news media memorializing it in terms of fear. Well, what's going to happen? Where will it be bombs placed today? And the cameras have been there for a week already. The race isn't until Monday. And yet you'd think the last week there was nothing going on in Boston except what happened a year ago. And this is the kind of stuff that most people find sickening when it comes to the news media, television especially, but radio to a lesser extent. The overcoverage, the creation of non-stories, and frankly, the crud that comes out of these people that are just, I mean, why would you stick a microphone in the face of somebody who lost someone last year and have them, let's hear, how has your last year been? You moron, what do you think my last year has been about? That's the kind of stuff.
I don't understand that. It's in such bad taste. But this whole thing of memorializing things and turning them into media holidays really is kind of nauseating.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think it should be handled? Do you think that it should be ignored completely, or it should just be mentioned in passing?
Well, we all remember what happened last year during the Boston Marathon. I don't have to be reminded about it. And I think I don't think it needs to be memorialized in this way. This is only for the benefit of people trying to get an audience and make money, which is what their business is all about. Everybody understands that. But still, is there any sensitivity at all to what we've done is dig ourselves a hole so that no matter what we do, the terrorists have won. That's every time you turn around to a story. That's it.
And it's always a case of closing the barn after the cow got out.
Yeah.
It's like now we're going to have super security at the finish lines of a marathon race, like terrorists would do that again. Usually they move around and shift their...
Right. It's like the TSA. Nobody's going to go blow up planes anymore. Nobody's going to go do... And even if they were going to try, the TSA isn't any value to preventing that. It's the same kind of stuff. It's us being led around by the nose by people who just want to control your life. And all of it is a cynical plot to basically control your life. That's the way I see it anyway.
I don't know if it's a plot as much as it's a cynical syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's self-perpetuating because the irony is people do like to watch that crap.
Yeah. All right. And number six. Let's spend a minute on the Kansas City situation.
Yeah, there's Nazism all over the place right now between Kansas City and what we're going to be talking about in the number one topic with the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head. It comes in spurts. It never goes away. Plus the slayings of emotionally disturbed people. As you would say, what can you say? It's a what can you say anymore kind of a conversation.
Well, you look at a picture of this guy and you know what you want to say.
Yeah.
This is a cretin, a Neanderthal, a guy who is taking air on the planet that ought not to be from people who ought to be able to breathe without having to bring in his oral excrement. I just find these guys like
makes
this.
You wonder, how does humanity spawn this kind of a person?
It's a hate. Somebody put it very interestingly. It's a hate list, the bucket list, a hate bucket list. This guy's coming to the end of his life. He wants to leave his calling card. 28 after the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Automatic transmissions generate heat and depend on the transmission fluid for cooling and protection. Fact. Yes, transmissions generate a lot of heat, and especially so when towing, tackling hills, and increasing your vehicle's weight with cargo or passengers. And while more than 90% of all automatic transmission failures are caused by overheating, the life of a transmission can be doubled by a 20-degree reduction in fluid temperature. Royal Purple's Max ATF is a synthetic, high-performance automatic transmission fluid that significantly reduces heat and wear, making shifting smoother and extends transmission life. When choosing oil, lubricants, or additives for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit royalpurple.com for testimonials and for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up Royal Purple's Max ATF at Pep Boys today.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Myth is that ethanol production dramatically increases food prices. Fact is that experts from the USDA, World Bank, academia, and independent consultants all note that a complex range of factors influence food prices, including supply chain costs, weather, and oil prices. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Discussion of the hot hits, the hot topics. Michael Harrison is here as we review the stories gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. There are a lot of unique and interesting radio programs that are over at talkers.com. You won't find them anywhere else. Same about the sort of thing that's on Talkers Television. Thus, the continuing presence of Talkers Magazine is sort of the Bible of the talk radio world. And as that happens, Michael and his staff reviewing all of the radio stations, the programs, the hosts around the country to come up with this list every week of the top 10 topics. So number 10 is Major League Baseball action. Number 9, Stephen Colbert being introduced before he actually gets the job on late night. Mr. Bloomberg and the NRA at number 8. Boston Marathon bombing controversies, number 7. The Kansas City neo-Nazi slayings, number 6. That brings us to number 5, Michael.
Yes, the IRS and the Department of Justice Tea Party connection. Basically, we continue to learn as we mature and become aware that there's tremendous corruption in government.
Yeah.
What else could I say?
Jeez. These people investigating themselves. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, people using their power for political purposes, whether it's what's going on in New Jersey with the Bridgegate, or whether it was Watergate, or it's using the IRS to investigate political movements that you do not like. This stuff goes on. It's a hard-boiled, dirty business. And I find it interesting how people glorify these politicians like they're great people who are sent from God. Forget it.
Well, under the circumstances, why would you expect somebody in the same administration to investigate or come up with something legit investigating other people in the same administration? The other side of it is that when you get down to brass tacks here, there is, and I think you just sort of said it very well, the sort of thing that the Republicans say, look at these guys, look at what they get away with. Like the Republicans have never done this before. Hello.
Well, that's the point. That's the point. Hey, both sides do it. When will people learn? And this comes back to journalism. Journalism has got to rebuild itself as a separate entity from partisan politics. Journalism has to be its own party, its own mindset, as opposed to what's happened now where journalists are seeking to please their choirs and build audiences at the sake of truth. Victory instead of truth.
Isn't that part of, we've both been involved in various news gathering organizations that needed access, and they learn sometimes the hard way that if you write something bad about somebody you're trying to cover, you're not going to get much access anymore. So how are you going to get at the truth?
Well, it's called digging and working and investigating, as opposed to being a suck-up and getting to sit in the second or third row at the White House press
conference. There you go. That's it. You got it. Number four this week in the story column. What's the this is something talking about politics and stuff. This also seems kind of ludicrous,
yeah,
doesn't it?
The 2016 presidential race, which began right after the last presidential race. That's it. We're constantly in the presidential race. And I don't know. In some ways, that's upsetting. In other ways, maybe it's the way it should be. Maybe we should, you know, hold all presidents' feet to the fire and have them accountable for the entire 4 years of their elected term.
Well,
how do you feel?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. But why do we start 2.5? Most other countries, matter of fact, I challenge you to find any country that is a so-called democracy that we aren't really. We're a republic, but there is, you know, the people who don't know think that it's a democracy. We spread democracy around the world. Well, there isn't another country that has elections, another country anywhere. I challenge you to find another country that goes through the hoopla of this for as long. Most countries, England's a good example, they have like an 8 week period. That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
8 weeks, it's over.
But just to be, you know, fair, many of these places are parliamentary,
yeah,
and they don't elect the prime minister. They don't elect the president. They just are the leader of the party that's in power in parliament.
Right.
And from that angle, they're constantly bickering, constantly trying to undo the position of.
And they're extraordinarily disrespectful to the other members of the party. You listen into the things that go on in the British parliament, you wonder, woo! Well, listen to that stuff.
Yeah, so they really do battle it out throughout the whatever the elected terms may be. It's unusual when people elect directly the chief executive, and that chief executive is supposedly answerable to the people.
Yeah.
You know, we've lost sight of what the founding fathers intended when it came to the three branches of government, you know, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
Yep.
They don't do what they're supposed to do anymore.
And, it's all politics.
Yeah, the whole thing of checks and balances has been perverted.
Yep.
I think we all have to go back to fifth grade social studies.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we get to the number three item in the story column this week from Talkers Magazine.
That's tax day and the benefits recipient statistics. April 15th comes, and it's a great holiday for television news because they usually interview people sitting in the parking lot at post offices.
Right.
It's like the interviews they do at malls the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
They can use the same video every year. They don't even have to have new video. Taxes is really one of the root subjects of any political discussion. You know, how high should taxes be, and how do we use our taxes, and who you know, what is the purpose, and who's accountable?
Well, whether there should be the dirty 800-pound gorilla still never gets addressed because everybody's afraid to address the fact that the Constitution doesn't allow for income taxes, and so the 13th Amendment, which is never really, well, I think it has been challenged, but it has been politicized and therefore upheld. The fact that if you can dig around in a couple of different places in the Constitution and find where the income tax completely escapes from the scrutiny that it ought to get. It is not legal.
Well, that's one of them. Remember there were people that were going around saying, pay your taxes?
Right, and they went to jail, all of them.
And they all went to jail.
Yeah, they all went to jail.
It's true.
But it is true they went to jail, and it is true that they were right. But Who's got the sound?
That's why I'm laughing. It's just, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, well, that's it. You
I'm
see,
not really
you
laughing. I'm laughing from frustration.
Yeah, because we have so many things going on in this country. There's a perfect example in Massachusetts, where you and I live. There is a public entity called the Mass Water Resources Council, and the NWR or Association, whatever it is, but this is a group that's been usurped. State legislature passed, after a lot of pushing from a lot of cronies, to allow this group to control the water in every community in the eastern half of the state. So now, and they all said, this is going to be cheaper, it's going to be better for everybody, it's going to be wonderful. And now everybody's rates are 60% higher than they were before this thing went into effect. When you find, like, the town I live in has found a well that can provide about 50 to 60% of the water the town needs, the MWRA is trying to keep them from accessing it. And they've taken them to court, spent $1 million keeping us from getting our own water.
Wow.
You see, that's what's government is getting so big and out of control. These sorts of things happen all the time. And on tax day is the only time this sort of thing comes up. You look at Rich McFadden of my staff has the best way of looking at this. He says to everybody, whenever we talk about this, look, if you get a paycheck every week, 2 weeks, every month, whatever it is, look at the withholding. See how much money you are paying to feed this god-awful machine.
Right.
And when you look at that one.
Run by corrupt politicians and bureaucrats.
Yeah. And so if you look at that, you then become upset and want to do something about it. But you just say, okay, I got you made $1,000 this week. I got $700 to spend, so I'm getting my cash and I'm not paying attention to what happened to the $300. Yeah, that
yes,
kind of
and by paying it, I stay out of trouble.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I don't
like
want to
extortion.
Get in trouble.
Pay your taxes and stay out of trouble.
Exactly. All right, number two and number one coming up as this exciting discussion of the issues of the week continues. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here as usual.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For
limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Easter around the corner, Sam's Club has what you need for your family feast. Pick up a juicy boneless carving ham for only $2.78 a pound, along with fresh asparagus, delicious carrot cake cookies, and more. Stop by Sam's Club today and get members-only savings to make your Easter extraordinary. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, we have, as usual, a tight schedule. We're discussing the top 10 items, according to Talkers Magazine, the stories making the rounds on News Talk Radio, a lot of the great radio stations, the independent hosts on local stations, national programs that discuss the issues. Michael Harrison reviews all of that with the staff at Talkers Magazine. So we're up to number two now, Michael.
Right, and we should at this juncture tell people that these are just the biggest issues that are being spoken about nationally, that there are many, many more issues, especially in local talk radio, where there's issues that, you know, most of us haven't heard of that are very big in each locality, and some of them are not even left versus right. One of the nice things about local talk is that they're issue-specific and don't necessarily reflect, you know, broad strokes ideology. That's why local talk radio is so important. But the king of the national issues is at number two this week, and that's Obamacare criticism. Everybody likes to criticize Obamacare, and of course those that are supportive of Obama have to figure out ways to defend Obamacare. It's
difficult.
Complex.
It's difficult in reality.
Well,
because
It's funny when we have these issues that the people that support the politicians behind them are hard pressed to support the actual practice and the policy.
Right.
And that's what's happening with Obamacare.
Right.
The irony of it is most people don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
Healthcare is so complicated, and I certainly I don't want to put myself out there as an expert on healthcare, but rather I'm an expert on BS, and there's an awful lot of that. Well, an awful lot of that floats around in people talking about these very complex topics in simplistic terms.
Uh-huh. The BS, you've got your BS detector. You got the tinfoil up high. All right, let's get to number one then this week.
Mm-hmm. Russian aggression in the Ukraine and the latest outburst of conversation in that big topic is that the Jews have reportedly been targeted by the interim government in Ukraine with a alleged pamphlet saying that the people who are Jewish have got to identify themselves, list their assets, register, or be deported, very similar to what happened in Nazi Germany as Hitler rose to power. And all around the world, Jewish people and the Jewish community is up in arms, outraged, and concerned, to say the least. And this is all broken this week. This is a new story, and it's spreading like wildfire.
Well, it has legs, and I'm betting as we get into the issues in the week, which starts as we end the overview here, we start a brand new week of conversation. And this is something, especially after the weekend holidays, Passover, Easter, where people may be thinking about this sort of thing and wondering themselves, how does this sort of thing exist in the year 2014?
Well, because we don't learn from history, and things exist in 2014 that have existed in 1914 and 1014 and 14 AD and 14 BC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do we progress, or do we just have better machines? I wonder about that. Or do we progress, you know, two steps forward, one step back, and this is a one step back? I mean, basically, our consciousness seems to be raised. We seem to be smarter about right and wrong. But who's we? When you look around the world and you see genocide exists, you see corruption exists, you see stupidity and injustice, we have a lot of work ahead.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for your work here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. Check out Talkers.com with the charts for this week.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour, as our overview of what's been discussed this past week comes into the focus, so we sort of prepare the way, sort of a catharsis. It's an opening of the waters, if you will. I'm like with Moses, right? It's appropriate for this weekend. Spreading the water so I can get to the other side with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here every week at this time, or most every week at this time. Law degree from Boston College Law School. He has a general law practice and also is an expert on identity theft, teaches law. So he has great background for us to discuss some of the legal ramifications of the big items. I have in front of me a warning from Norton. One of the things about Steve is that he runs a website called Scamicide, scamicide.com. You've heard about Heartbleed over the past week or so. So a lot of these protective devices are trying to share a bit about what it is and how they, in this case Norton protecting me, protecting their customers and the steps you have to take to protect yourself. I don't know that I really understood. I mean, I just re-upped my Norton antivirus and took everything there was to take, so I figure that's going to make me safe. Am I kidding myself?
No, you know, the good news is that can help you significantly. The bad news is, as you noticed, Norton and all of the others are responding to the problem after it occurs. So yeah. Here's the bad news. The bad news is your best antivirus and anti-malware software is usually about a month behind the bad guys. So effectiveness against the worst that's out there is about 5%.
Yeah.
But it's better than not being protected. So it definitely is something to do.
They suggest going to, at least Norton does, safeweb.norton.com/heartbleed. Do you know anybody who's had this problem? Rich McFadden's here with us.
Everybody has it.
But has anybody had a problem with it?
Yeah, here's the interesting thing about it. It really is an important thing. Go to that website. Click on see if your particular websites that you deal with had this problem. This Hartley dealt with something called OpenSSL, Secure Socket Locator. This was something that would encrypt our data. So when we're sending personal information or credit cards or anything like this over the line, you always looked for on the address line. It would start with HTTP, and you wanted to see an S, and the S meant it was Secure Socket Locator. Now we find out for the last 2 years there has been a flaw in the program that people could exploit to get your information. But here's kind of what you're saying, Doug, and this is true. Up until last week, when a Canadian 19-year-old, upon learning of this, hacked into a site and stole information on about 900 people, this particular flaw was a mistake. It was a flaw. It wasn't a virus that was planted, and therefore, really, until it was announced to the world and announced to the hackers, this thing didn't get actively exploited. So most of us managed to dodge the bullet like many of these companies like Amazon and Yahoo fixed it within about 2 or 3 days. So most of us are okay, but it's more a warning of how vulnerable we are.
You should still go and change your password for all of your vital sites.
Absolutely, because now it is out there to the bad guys, and you've got to change your password.
All right. Next up, speaking of bad guys, you have written and spoken a lot this past week about Fraser Glenn Cross and the media. Not so much, we've got a lot of anti-Semitic stuff going on between what he did and the attention getting here in our country and what supposedly, whether it was a forgery or not, was going on over in the Ukraine with Jews reportedly being targeted. This guy, when he ran for the United States Senate and got 7 votes in Missouri, spent a lot of time, and you write about this, and actually a Talkers magazine, regarding what really the impact of all those ads was.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing when the news a week ago came down of the shootings in Kansas. The guy's name seemed awfully familiar, and Cross has also gone by the name Glenn Miller. And as under Glenn Miller, he ran for the United States Senate in Missouri in 2010. So what happened was he was able to put on racist, anti-Semitic, vile ads that radio stations and TV stations had to broadcast, because if you choose to take advertising from political candidates, you have to take anybody's without censoring. Ultimately, after a few months of these things, the FCC made a ruling and said he was not a bona fide candidate, and they were able to take it off.
Right. One of these people, I heard from a listener this week, a reference to this guy, Fraser Glenn, whoever he is, as somebody who had a hate bucket list. Getting toward the end of his life, he wanted to exercise himself on all of these areas where he's just been so active all of his life. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out Scamicide.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.